Hello and welcome to the Cardano Convo. In today's convo, we'll be talking and learning about Banana Clip Studio, a platform that is looking to bring back some classic games and more with tokenization, play to earn, and much more. Today, I'm joined by Max, the head of product design, and Ben, the project manager. It's a pleasure to have you two on the show.
Thank you, Conrad. Appreciate it.
No, thanks for having us.
For those who may be having their first look at Banana Clip Studio, could you provide us with a quick overview or rundown of what your project is building or doing?
Definitely. So our idea kind of started with looking at Web3 gaming and realizing everything is a bit too complicated. And we are big fans of the casual gaming industry, and it's a massive industry, almost 2 billion players. And we saw a big gap there that you couldn't do any wagering, any transacting. There was no value system involved, and realized blockchain, Cardano specifically, is in a perfect environment to incorporate simple but seamless economic features into this massive industry. And that's kind of where the idea was born. You can kind of think of us like a mini clip and addicting games. A hoster of games like Agario, Bloons Tower Defense, really just iconic games, but with simple, easy to use economic integration.
Absolutely. So you're talking about bringing tokenomics into some of these older games. How do you plan to utilize tokenomics to stand out, for example, in the Cardano or even the gaming industry?
Definitely. So this is a big thing that we've been focusing on. We really have seen in Web3 that the play-to-earn mechanic doesn't really work that well. It's not super efficient because it doesn't make a ton of sense. All you're doing is inflating a token to give it to players. Our paradigm shift was that blockchain and tokenomics, when integrated in games, aren't necessarily for the purpose of play-to-earn, but actually enhancing a cyclical economy where players can train with each other, wager in games, transact resources, and do a bunch of fun, simple economic activities, not just earn tokens. So yeah, we actually call it the perpetual gaming economy, and it's supposed to be a long-term sustainable thing where the tokenomics aren't about earning, it's about interacting with your community and your fellow gamers.
So this circular economy, what would one be able to do with, I believe your token is BANA, so B-A-N-A. What all would one be able to do within the circular economy?
Yeah, good question. So we have a couple different utilities. We actually have a pretty long list of them, but when it comes to game mechanics, one aspect is buying and selling in-game cash. So a big thing for us is we're trying to retain the magic, the simple yet addictive mechanics of classic games like Bloons Tower Defense and Agario, like I mentioned. So you will be able to, in those games with the BANA token, purchase in-game currencies and effectively sort of hack the game and go super far if you want to. You'll also be able to sell in-game resources, pull them out in the form of BANA. So that acts as like a fun arcade pre-hack sort of thing. And it also allows you, to some extent, play to earn and kind of pull a little bit of your winnings out of games. And obviously there's pros and cons doing each. We also have wagering. That's a big aspect of Banana Clip. A lot of the idea started with the dreaming of the ability to wager on a game of Agario, which is a player versus all situation. There's also player versus player wagering in a game of 8-Ball Pool, for example, or Age of War, if you've played that before. We have the ability to transact, list, sell game resources, game accounts. I don't know if some of you guys remember idle games back in the day, things like Clash of Clans. A lot of people would sell high-level accounts on eBay, and it would be this funny transfer thing. So we're going to allow people to transfer accounts, advanced games, and in-game resources, and even NFTs that represent different end-game resources. And then we have gamified staking. We have IGOs, which will support indie developers and onboarding large development studios, a few more fun things.
Sounds like the token does, or you have plans for the token to do quite a bit. You're talking about helping other teams to build out on your platform in the future. Can you tell us a little bit about your current team that's helping to build out Banana Clip Studios?
Definitely. We're super excited about the team we have. Ben and I here, we are product designers, so we've got a lot of the UX. We're kind of figuring out how everything is going to be integrated. We have Marty from Quinet to help him with tokenomics. We have Emmanuel, who's a game developer, onboarded. We have Dapping Up. He's on Twitter, and he is our marketing guy. We have a few more people in the background helping with community management. And we just onboarded a really important player for us, Blue Gravity Studios. And they are the creators of Axie Infinity, RuneScape. They're pretty legendary. They produce some of the highest quality games of all time. The owner and founder of Blue Gravity, Terry Jin, we've been talking with him about this concept of tokenizing and adding a value system to the massive casual gaming market for a few years now. And he's helping us with the ideation. And he has a powerful big team behind him. And we've been working together, and we can't wait to accelerate our work. And they really produce some of the best stuff in the industry. So we're looking to produce one of the best, if not the best, gaming platforms in all of crypto. And we're happy to do it on.
Oh, wow. And Axie Infinity and old school RuneScape, that sounds like a killer team.
Oh, yeah. No, we're excited. And we're all we're super into products. We're a very product-focused team. We absolutely are obsessed with, how we can have humans interact with blockchain in the coolest ways. And this is a very cool place to start. And it's understandable by a lot of people, a massive amount of the human population, even. It's like 25% of humanity actually plays these type of games. So it's a super fun place to integrate the magic of blockchain into their gameplay.
Yeah, and one thing we want to emphasize is that the simplicity of playing these games, we want to keep it simple. Our motto is one click to play. So it's just going to be that easy. You go on the website, you click to play, and you can start playing. You don't have to know anything about Web3, no tokenomics. You just start playing the game, have fun. And before you know it, you'll be like, wow, I'm actually earning. Things are like, I can start wagering things I've earned. And it's a slow way or a subtle way to be integrated into Web3 without you really knowing.
Absolutely. And that's something I've been pushing for games for quite a while in the Web3 ecosystem is in the same way you don't know how the internet works. You don't, for example, some people don't know what the HTTP is at the beginning of any website. They just know I can go on the browser, get to the information I need. I'm glad you guys are kind of looking at it the same way of going, they don't need to know the ins and outs of Web3, just that they have these functionalities available to them.
So yeah, I'm glad you say that. A huge purpose of what we're doing is to create one of the most seamless ways to onboard people, Web2 people, onto Web3. And the way we're going to do that is everybody who makes an account with Banana Clip and wants to start getting involved with wagering and transacting game resources, a wallet is automatically going to be created for them in the background on Cardano. And because the market is so massive, 25% of all of humanity plays casual games. If we even capture a very small portion of that, we could hopefully really boost the active wallet count on Cardano.
Awesome. And so I do want to talk about the Banana token, but first, I have to ask, why Cardano? There's so many blockchains to build on. Why did you choose Cardano in particular?
Yeah, great question. So a lot of other blockchains are kind of big on gaming. As we know, Cardano, first of all, has a big gap with gaming. Cornucopius is obviously on Cardano, but they're multi-chain, which we will be in the future. But what really stood out to us was the fact that everybody in Cardano has this intense value of really a forward-looking vision that blockchain is really this technology that can free up the value management of humanity with identity, governance, and value. So the idea is that we want to be in the place that is here for the long term, and we really think what we're doing could be a revolution in casual game. There's so much simple economic integration potential with casual games, and everybody's familiar with them. So yeah, we think this is an amazing way to onboard and introduce people to Web3, and Cardano is the perfect place because of the values, because of the reliability, and because of the vision.
Absolutely. That's one thing very much so that's the reason why I'm in Cardano is because the community is so fantastic. But we talked a little bit about, for example, the circular economy, the tokenomics of the Banana token. Besides, for example, playing games, getting rewards from that way, or using the marketplace it sounds like you guys are going to have built, If somebody wanted to get BANA token, are you guys planning on doing an IDO or an ISPO, or when would those be?
Yeah, definitely. So we have a pre-sale coming up with our good friends at Quinecta on May 7th, 4 p.m. UTC. That's going to last 48 hours until May 9th, 4 p.m. UTC. That's our biggest allocation from our tokenomics. We're selling 30% of our total supply of 1 billion tokens. So 300 million BANA will be available. We're selling at a 3.3 million ADA market cap. And almost all the tokens will eventually be in the hands of the public. We have a 10% team allocation, and that has a 6-month cliff and a 2-year vesting period. And almost everything else is going to go to players through play to earn. We have a ISPO plan for the future to get some BANA in the hands of stakeful operators in different communities. We have a treasury that's going to be used for cross-chain stuff in the future. Our TGE is on Cardano, those billion tokens. That is in about 5 days, our TGE is happening. But when we do go cross-chain, with the vision of a fully interoperable casual gaming ecosystem, there will be a burn on Cardano for the exact number of tokens that will be minted on other chains, and that comes from the treasury. Some that will come from play to earn, some that will come from the marketing allocation. But there's going to be plenty of ways to pick up BANA tokens other than the pre-sale as well. We have OG spots in our Discord. Pretty much everybody who's getting involved with us right now and who sees the vision, which is a lot of good people, and it's super fun to see. We're going to hook you guys up. We obviously want this to be a global thing. You know, our vision is big, and we want a lot of people to be involved with it. So just stay tuned in the Discord and on Twitter, and there's going to be a ton of ways to get involved.
Absolutely. And I will link all their links down in the description below, their Discord, where you can go if you're wanting to buy in. Is there any for the IDO? Do you need KYS in order to do it, or through Quinecta? Or so in case people are trying to get ready for that launch on the 7th?
Yeah, definitely. Some details on that. You don't need to have Quinecta token, but 50% of the sale is reserved for CNCT holders. In the case of an oversale, everything is pro rata. If there is an oversale, you will be refunded accordingly, and you will get, you know, your amount of tokens that are to the ratio that you supplied to the presale. In terms of people who have access to it, you're going to need an IP address, not in America. Sale is not available to Americans. Other than that, it's going to be a super easy process. Quinecta has a really seamless platform. Their Nuvola sale went super well, and their own sale of CNCT went super well. So we picked them because they're easy to get along with. They have a very easy to use seamless platform, and all those links and everything will be super available. And of course, details will be everywhere on that sale.
Absolutely. And so you said your token generation event is on the 7th as well. So when people buy the tokens, will they have access to them immediately, or?
Yes. So pre-sale participants will have immediate access. There's no cliff. There's no vesting period. We're going to put 10 to 15% of our pre-sale income to liquidity pools on Serra and Minswap. And we're going to throw, of course, matching BANA tokens there. But other than the pre-sale, all the other tokens have long vesting periods, and we have some equations that are going to determine what games get what amount of tokens. And it's really exciting, cool stuff. We want this to be obviously a sustainable, long-term tokenomic scheme going on. But for pre-sale participants, it's immediate unlock. Everybody will get tokens. And we're going to have some final rewards for liquidity providers, of course.
Awesome. I was about to ask that second part. I was like, how much are you putting towards liquidity pools? But you just answered that as well, because my first worry is if they were getting the tokens immediately, how are price is going to get set. But if you guys are planning on taking a certain amount of tokens, ADA, for example, and BANA, and getting that all put together, then that's awesome there. I know you guys are exceptionally busy with building this, so it's been exceptionally informative to have you guys on to chat. But before we go, how can listeners get involved with what you're doing, or how can people best support you and your team?
Yeah, appreciate it. So we're super open as a team. Ben and I here, obviously, we're obsessed with the product. We love when anybody from the community talks to us. I'm on Twitter at name is Crush. Our Discord is linked in our Twitter bio and our Linktree. Hop in there. We're always chilling there and just communicating with our community. All of our links are on our Linktree, and our website has a ton of information too. If you want to get involved, hop in the Discord, hop in some AMAs. We'll hook you up with an OG spot, hook you up with some Banna. And yeah, we're always down to kick it. And we love talking to you guys. It's our favorite thing. So yeah, feel free. Don't be scared. We don't bite. We love everybody who wants to get involved.
Yeah, thanks guys for listening. Looking forward to see you guys in chats and sharing what we got.
Awesome. Awesome. Again, all the links will be down in the description. Thank you guys so much for coming on. It's a pleasure. And I'm looking forward to playing some mini clip style games in the future on Cardano.
Hell yeah. Appreciate it, Conward. Great interview. We had a great time.
Thank you all for joining us for this episode of the Cardano Convo podcast. If you want an easy way to help us out, make sure to share this podcast. That way we can grow and create a better podcast for you guys. Also, leave us a 5-star review, and if you have feedback on today's episode, tweet us at Cardano Convo, send your emails to cardanoconvo@gmail.com, or join the Cardano Convo Discord server and let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Also, make sure to check out our new podcast website on crypto-loops.com. We'd also like to thank our sponsors who are supporting us by staking their ADA to Loops pool. If you want to help out the podcast and are looking for a Cardano stake pool to delegate your ADA to, then think about delegating with Loops Pool. That's Loops, L-O-O-P-S. Again, thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Cardano Convo.